When the play is done, there's still a component left. You have to be taken care of. Be restored and rejuvenated back to the physical state you were in before you started. Your body might be tired. Parts of you might be a little overworked with exertion or pleasure or just the slight strain of being in your pet play persona. In your state of obedient and submissive following, you expended energy and effort, and now you deserve to feel pleasure, relaxation, restoration. Hear my voice, but feel my intention above that, beyond that, to have you at your most peaceful, your most relaxed, in a state of true pleasurable trance, and then massage, revitalization, exploring all the things which might make you feel better and prepared to be a good pet again, sooner. You may think you'd be prepared right now, but it is important that that vital, energetic state be followed with a period of rest and care. Care for you. Care for your body. Care for your mind. Relaxing into trance can be a very good way to accelerate the rejuvenation, the comfort and peace of your mind and body. So just be somewhere for a while. If there's anything you wear only during pet play, ears or tail or leash, or if your collar is only in pet play if you have one, anything you would wear only during that special submissive play, you should remove it for the time being and set it aside. This is about what comes after. The soothing, relaxing time after play is done. When all you need to do is listen and feel your body. Feel its demands, its requirements, but also just its status. Acknowledge that there may be things that need to be done to put you back right again, so that you would be ready to dive back into play if it were time. Acknowledge you may need rest, you may need a massage, or to make sure to stretch and get rid of any kinks or exhaustion or discomfort that may have come from working hard to be a good pet, the best pet you can be. Carrying out rejuvenation, revitalization, is good for you. It's the right thing to do so you can be a better pet. Preparation after you play and before you play makes your submissive pet play time better for you and better in the eyes of your owner, handler, the commanding, dominating presence that guides you through it. You're doing this care, this self-revitalization, not just for you, although it is for you, but also so that when you are commanded, when you're in your pet state, it can be known for certain that you are entering in your very best shape, in fit shape to do whatever you need to do, feel whatever comes about, and exist in your pet persona as well as you can. That's why you should remove anything tied specifically to your pet play and lay down somewhere comfortable. The sensations of relaxation may be everywhere, but you can lay on your front or your back, as the case may be, on your side, or even sit up if laying down is less than convenient. Just adopt a position of rest where, for a little while, you can listen and acknowledge that this is good for you, that aftercare is as important as the play itself, and enables the play to be more vigorous and enjoyable next time. Knowing you're taking proper care of yourself helps everyone to have more fun. Part of your responsibility is putting yourself first at least right now. Get in that relaxed state. Hear my voice. Feel the warm waves of relaxation and also checking, as if my words vibrating into you were flowing out to every part of your body. And you just follow along with the inquiry. Sense each part of your body, allowing your awareness to rest upon it. Start at your toes and slide up your feet. You can move your ankles, your legs, move the muscles and joints, and just feel that everything is okay. If you notice somewhere that feels a little tight, it's all right to stretch it now. And let the buzzing vibration of my voice aid you in staying focused on stretching and easing any and every remaining tension or overexertion. Just lightly feel and make a note of any sensations that are different from the usual. In this way, you'll see if you overexerted or need to pay more attention to how you're treating some particular part. Pay extra attention to the backs of your legs, the back of your foot, up through your knees, your thighs. Anywhere that the sensation is different than usual, think to yourself if you know why it is so. You may end up making a note to alter how you treat and care for that part of your body during future pet play. Slide attention between your legs, over your butt, up to your lower back. Squeeze the muscles all through there. It might feel good, but if anywhere feels tender, or like you need to apply some moisturizer later to deal with stretching or chafing, or if anywhere at all feels like it needs a good stretch right now, you can do that. Move the muscles, move the joints, shift your legs. Of course, the act of focusing on each of these parts and of thinking about caring for them, taking care of them, that action may sink you a little deeper, just as my voice might. Relax and explore your body with your senses. You know what you did during your play, so you know what you might have to pay attention to. When you're truly in subspace, it can get a little easier to ignore exhaustion or tension or positions you are commanded or put into. There's a lot of temptation to please, to bring pleasure to yourself and to others. But in order to bring pleasure in the best possible way next time, you need to spend more of this time considering what you need. You need to spend this recovery time. And sometimes you'll be resilient or strong or not have been asked to do much. And at those times, you might just run your awareness over your body and find that everything's okay. Everything's perfect. You can just keep feeling relaxed, peaceful, like things are okay in every bit of your body. But you still have to do the check. You still got to run your awareness over you and consider. Consider where you could do with a little care, a little massage, a little moisturization or stretching, or whatever you need on your body for you. It's acceptable to ask for these things. You have permission to ask for these things. In fact, you have a command that you must take proper care of yourself to do better and better next time. That's how it is. When you're immersed in the pet play submissive self, you can be a little too far gone to really focus. So you need to do that when you come back to yourself, when you can think and feel, relax and hear. My words, your body, relaxing, easing into that motion of checking yourself out, just sending little inquiries out into your nervous system, asking if your legs are okay, your thighs, your butt between your legs, up your chest, into your breathing. Do a few deep, long, slow breaths and just feel yourself. If the mere act of breathing shows you anywhere that feels a little bit stretched or a little tired or cramped or overexerted, then that's more information for how you should heal, how you should care for yourself. This kind of body scan also helps your brain get back into the everyday mode, helps you slowly phase out of subspace while giving you something easy to do, where you can feel accomplishment when your task is done. This also helps to keep your mood up. Let's address that. Sometimes when you're done submitting, when you're done with the fun of following, obeying, doing what you have to do, you can feel a little down. That's normal. It's a chemical process. After all, you had an endorphin rush from an obedience which might have been uncommon, or at least is not constant. The change in your state can induce a drop, and that might contribute to some of the aches or exhaustion or other things you're feeling. But a simple body scan, like you're doing now, where you inquire, how do your shoulders feel? Maybe you roll them to get the tension out. How does your head feel? If you need a cold drink of water, or to lay down in a dark room, or just to take some kind of medication for it, whatever you need to do, even if it's just to take an anti-inflammatory, or really just do something, whether it's get a massage, or, you know. There's all sorts of things you can do to get your body back in its appropriate state, back in shape, back to the rejuvenated and vital state you had beforehand. It's what you're here to do. It's what you're here to feel, experience, think about. A simple scan like that. Identify, diagnose, and consider what about your world could be just a little bit better. And then take action. This is how you feel better, more comfortable, more in tune with yourself. And by restoring yourself after subdrop, by scanning your body and relaxing deeply, easing your situation, considering that the opportunity to play the way you did will come again. And when it does, it will be enjoyable, pleasurable. And that right now, in order to make that as predictable and possible as can be, you just have to restore yourself, scan yourself, consider yourself, bring every aspect of your body through that scan, from toes out to the tips of your fingers, up to the top of your head, to the very extremity of you. Scan, consider, intensify, enhance, and explore. Your body deserves pleasure, restoration, and enjoyment. Your mind deserves the considered, meditative, hypnotic rejuvenation you are undergoing. This moment, this time of pleasure, peace, completion, this makes you more able to be a good pet in future, to wear the accoutrements of your pet play experience, and to go through pleasurable, restorative, submissive experiences. Because there are different parts of you that are healed and rejuvenated by different things you do. This scan, consideration, and aftercare, this stretching and healing, is every bit as necessary as the exertion, pleasure, submission, and exploration that caused you to consider whether you need this, to consider which parts of you need restoration and need care. Those are two sides of the same coin. The time will come again, and if you zoom out, consider and address your body, you'll learn more about how good you can feel when you take proper care of yourself. You must do this kind of exercise whether you think you need it or not, because the whole point is to spot issues, heal them, and tend to them before it's a bigger problem later. It is completely okay for you to scan your body, meditate about and consider your status, and say, I am all right. Everything about me is okay. I checked, and there really isn't anything that needs doing right now. Because if that's the case, you can just relax. Lay where you are till you feel like doing something else. But if you've spotted any issues that could use healing or tending to, or maybe even something that could vary, could change about the next time you do pet play, you now know about it. It has now gone from being something that you might have missed because of your submissive, blissed-out state, into something you're aware of, you can take account of, act upon, carry out. Knowing that is pleasurable, is an enhancement. Your day is better knowing that you looked for issues, considered your body, scanned, relaxed, listened, and now it's okay to Feel yourself. Run your hands over your form to check it, to move, to stir, to roll your shoulders. If you need to yawn or take another of those deep breaths, you can do that. Whatever returns vigor to you and allows you to move and to go on with your day with a little bit more consideration for taking care of yourself until the next time you get to be a good pet.